Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's council meeting of the Mesa City Council for Monday, August 19th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. It's good to be back after a break. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Chris Glover, after which we'll be led in the pledge by Scout Jared Bridges from Troop 544. Please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day, and we're thankful for this opportunity to meet here to help improve the lives of all the residents that live in Mesa. We ask that Thou will bless our men and women who are fighting for our freedom overseas. We ask that Thou will bless us, that we're able to help improve Mesa and the lives of everyone that lives here. We ask that Thy Spirit will be with us this evening, that we're able to have a meeting that will be beneficial to all parties involved, and we ask these blessings in the name of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for 99 Cents Only Store, 4433 East Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for cigarette and cigar outlet, 2753 East Broadway Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Barrow's Pizza, 6663 East McDowell Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Mi Amigos, 1264 South Gilbert Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Mi Amigos, 6465 East Southern Avenue. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for O'Brien's Restaurant and Irish Pub, 1310 South Longmore. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Pacino's Italian, 2831 North Power Road. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Sunnyside Breakfast Lounge, 2823 North Power Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for What the Hell Bar and Grill, 7303 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on one-year term contract for copper cable for the Materials and Supply Warehouse and the Energy Resources Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for ultraviolet wastewater disinfection parts for the Water Resources Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for gasoline and diesel fuel for the City of Mesa and Mesa Unified School District Number 4. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase a replacement DNA polymerase chain reaction system for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by a grant from the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission and by the police operating budget. Item 4E, act on term contract for uniform garments for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 4F, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for wireless hearing impaired smoke alarms, battery-operated smoke alarms, and lithium batteries for the Fire and Medical Services Home Safety Inspection Program. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase data storage hardware and software for the Municipal Court Integrated Case Management System and City Prosecutor Case Management System. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cargo van for the Facilities Maintenance Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase replacement carpet and installation for the Police Metro Services Building as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4J, act on one-year term contract for fertilizer for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4K, act on one-year term contract for perennial ryegrass seed for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for tree pruning, removal, and other services for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities and Transportation Departments. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase computer hardware components for the city's storage area network. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase computer hardware and software to improve critical business systems availability and upgrade the document management platform for the Information Technology Department. Item 4O, act on 9-month term contract for heavy equipment rental for the Transportation Department. Item 4P, act on 3-year term contract for light control cabinets for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4Q, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab chassis equipped with stake body for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4R, act on 3-year term contract for street sweeping services for the Transportation Department. Item 4S, act to reaward term contract for traffic signal controller cabinets and replacement components for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 5A, act to assign delinquent accounts to collection services for the 9-month period ending March 31, 2013. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Library District for the Library Assistance Program. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding available through a sub-grant award agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety Victims of Crime Act to pay a portion of the salaries and benefits for 3 existing victim services specialists. Item 6C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Department of Public Safety through the Victims of Crime Act to accept grant funds for the salaries and employee-related expenses for 2 full-time victim services assistants. Item 6D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding made available through a tactical diversion task force agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime. Item 6E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding made available through the Phoenix Task Force Group 2 and Group 3 agreements with the Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime for the officers assigned to the respective task force. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending Title 1, Chapter 12 of the Mesa City Code to repeal the court user fee and establish a court sustainability fee to enhance and maintain the technological, operational, and security capabilities of the municipal court. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-31, properties at 1014, 1015, 1029, and 1042 South Lewis, and 1014 and 1022 South Serine, located on the south side of 10th Avenue, west of Serine, and east and west of Lewis, rezone and site plan review to allow redevelopment and expansion of an existing industrial use. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-29, the 10,800 to 10,900 blocks of East Broadway Road, and the 400 to 500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located south of Broadway and east of Signal Butte, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single resident subdivision. Item 7D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-30, the 2200 to 2300 blocks of South Country Club Drive, located south of Baseline on the west side of Country Club, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a multi-residence project. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z13-24, north of 3142 North 90th Street and the 8900 block of East Plymouth. This is located within the area bound by Quentin on the north, Plymouth on the south, the 88th Street alignment on the west, and 90th Street on the east. Rezoned to establish city zoning on annexed undeveloped property. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z13-25, 6521 East University Drive, located south and east of 65th Street and University Drive. Rezoned to establish city zoning on annexed property. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding Z13-26, 10002, 10018, 10036, and 10052 East Broadway Road, located north and east of Broadway and Chrisman, rezoned to establish city zoning on annexed property. Item 8D, act on ordinance regarding Z13-27, 9651 East Brown Road, located south of Brown Road and east of 96th Street, rezoned to establish city zoning on annexed property. Item 8E, act on ordinance regarding Z13-28, 10100 block of East Boise Street, located east of Chrisman Road and south of University Drive, rezoned to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 8F, act on ordinance regarding Z13-33, the 8700 to 8800 blocks of East Upper Canyon Road, located north of McAllops Road, east of Hawes Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the development of a single resident subdivision. Item 8G, act on ordinance regarding A13-03, annexing approximately 1 acre of land located west of the northwest corner of Merrill Road and Boise Street. This annexation is initiated by the property owner. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark Development Unit 7, North Parcels 7-6 through 7-12, the 4400 to 4500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located north and west of Signal Butte and Ray Roads. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark Development Unit 7, North Parcels 7-13 through 7-17, the 4400 to 5000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located south of Warner and west of Signal Butte. Item 9C, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication Eastmark Phase 2, the 10,000 to 10,800 blocks of East Point 22 Boulevard, and the 4,400 to 5,000 blocks of Southeast Mark Parkway and South Everton, located north and west of Signal Butte and Ray Roads. Item 9D, Eklund Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication Mountain Bridge, East McCulps Road Phase 3, the 8,800 to 8,900 blocks of East McCulps Road, located between Hawes and Ellsworth Roads. Item 9E, Eklund Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication Mountain Bridge, North Estates Drive Phase 1, the 1,800 to 2,200 blocks of North Estates Drive, located north and south of McCulps Road and west of Ellsworth Road. Item 9F, Eklund Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication Mountain Bridge, East Upper Canyon Drive Phase 3 and North Estates Drive Phase 2, the 8,800 to 8,900 blocks of East Upper Canyon Drive and the 2,300 block of North Estates Drive, located north of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road. Item 9G, Eklund Subdivision Plat, Lahara Estates, the 1,200 through 1,300 blocks of North Crisman Road, located north of Brown on the east side of Crisman. Item 10A, Eklund Resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement with Semain Brothers Limited Partnership for the extension of the city wastewater system to a property located in Maricopa County to address an immediate risk to public health. Item 11A, Act to adopt notice of intention regarding proposed additional multi-unit dwelling wastewater schedules and setting September 23, 2013 as the date of the public hearing. And Item 11B, Act to adopt notice of intention to continue existing development impact fees and setting September 23, 2013 as the date of the public hearing. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda with a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item is item from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.